see it today. So we're on 77B at the bottom. And it says, Mishra Hoylo Perish Shvias Shinofloi. So it says, the Machloikas, the Chacham and who was it? Chacham and was it Rabbi Lozer? Rabbi Lozer, yeah. So one said, it should be given to the people that eat it. And the Chacham say, no, in Hachayte Nisker. So what are we talking about? Shem and Lakish Oimer, but Peres Aver Himasisin, that the Mishnah is talking about Peres Avera. So, let's see. What exactly are we talking about? So Marafolda says it's simple. If you look at Marafolda, he says Shaloi Nizbaru Bizman Habir. Simple. We're talking about the Zman Habir came. You were supposed to mevire it, and you weren't mevire it. Then you went ahead and you gave it away as a matana. Let's use the simple case of matana. We'll use that case. Okay. So that's a matana, and you know that's the Avera. That's not the only pshat, though.
The Avera is to give, not to receive.
The Avera is not to do beer.
Not to destroy.
The Avera was that he didn't destroy.
He didn't do beer. Let's say whatever beer means. But whatever it is, he didn't do it, and that's the Avera. Okay?
The Avera was not to give it to somebody.
That's, no. Beer means making it a hefker. Yeah, whatever, okay. If you look at the Rosh Cirilio, you'll see he has a couple different approaches. But Peres Aver Himasisin, do you see the bottom of the second left column? He says, Kagoin Demirish Onosein Hamatono Godar Hakarem Lohiniach La'aniyim Likones. That's a bigger Aver, obviously. It's not just beer. He's totally blocking everybody out from allowing them to come in to collect the Paris.
So is that Dilk to be Isur, or is that Moshe? Moshe says Dilk to be
Isur. What does Pnei Moshe say? Nilka to be Isur could be. It's hard to know what Nilka to be Isur means. That could mean either one, right? That could mean that I was supposed to do beer and I went ahead and collected it after the beer. I don't know what Nilka to be Isur means. I'm going to leave the Pnei Moshe alone for now, so because of its ambiguity, is that the word? Because of the ambiguity of the Pnei Moshe, we will go to other Perushim. Okay, so we have two pshatim.
So if he's go there and nobody touches the Perush, is that an Isser as well?
Of course.
I'm saying if he doesn't...
If you block anybody from coming into your backyard,
and they just stay there
and rot, that's an Isser. Absolutely.
So that in itself is an Isser.
That's correct.
Is it allowed?
If you look in the pasuk that's quoted here, v'hashvias tishmatenu unetashto v'yachlu avyonei amecha. So I would say it's at least an essay. Now, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't have all the mitzvahs in my head right now, so I can't see the question right now, whether there's other things involved. I don't know. So let's see over here. So this is Rish Lakish is explaining Rabbi Lazar, right?
But it is interesting that the Lashon over there is not an Ani, it's an Evyon, which is even more impoverished.
Yeah, but, you know, that doesn't really make a lot of sense because it's not just for Aniyim. Anybody can collect Shvias, right?
That's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, he could, you know, he mafias everything, whatever he wants, and then he could come in and get it too.
Yep. That's if you're talking about after beer.
That's right, after beer.
Yeah, well, you know, according to Rosh Cirilio, it could be talking about even before beer.
Yeah.
And then he has an inami, which I found fascinating, Rosh Cirilio. This one is really fascinating. Inami ikalameimar sheyotsu min ha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz b'meizid tahanu asir l'kul yalma. That we're talking about Paris of Shvias, which we know you're not supposed to take the chutz la'aretz, and you took those outside of chutz la'aretz, which are also l'kul yalma.
Which different masco
The Peres Avera He Masnisen, bottom left column of the Rosh Sirlo.
He's got another
one. Inami Deloy Ovid Behu Beer Lo Eitzer Sheba Beso Keshehigia Shasa Beer. Which is basically he didn't do beer. I mean that's the same thing. Anyway, we have all these different pshatim. I don't think we need to get too much into the weeds as to how to learn the Gemara with each parish. I think all we have to know is that these are dvarim which were there was an iser done with them, whether it's the guarding, whether it's the chutz la'aretz, or whether it's beer, whatever it is, there was an iser done with it in the Ger Shvius, and then you went ahead and you gave it as a matana. All right. Now, there's a footnote over here, I think, which is important. That from the Gemara, it appears that according to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, both Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim agree, this produce may be consumed without beer being performed. That's a huge kiddush, right? Because we're saying, let's take the shot that the English is learning, the English approach is a simple approach, that he was supposed to do beer, he didn't do beer, and he's giving it away as a matana. So now what's happening is I get the matona, I can go ahead and eat it. Chazanish doesn't understand that. What do you mean you can eat it? Eat it without beer? It has a chi of beer, so why am I allowed to eat it without doing beer? I got it as a matona.
Or
Yerusha. Either way, why don't I have to do beer on it? Chazanish doesn't understand that. Chazanish finds it difficult to understand. Why would you be permitted to consume it without doing that? He argues that even if we don't hold the recipients liable for the misdeeds of the original owner, there's no reason to exempt them from the beer obligation.
So what's he saying? The person that got the matana or the
should have to declare it hefker, and then be chayz v'zaychamai. Yeah. But it doesn't indicate that. It says you give it to the people, or according to the Chacham, you pay for it, and then you eat it. But there's no indication here that you have to do any beer. So the Chazon Ish explains. Here, this is the bottom of the right column here on footnote 9. He says the following. That in the Mishnah's case, the original owner indicated at the beer deadline that he wants to bequeath or gift the produce to this recipient. So let's take that case we had yesterday. You found out on Monday morning, it's Kol Chayim and Hasadah. And at that point, the Mishnah said you should give it out three meals to your relatives, right? And you have that day to do that. This guy went ahead and said, you know what? Monday came, and I said, you know what? I want to give this away to my friends, my friend down the block, right? So it is a fact that even without beer being performed, Shvius produce becomes hefker at the beer deadline. He suggests that the combination of the produce is having become hefker and the owner having disassociated himself from it may constitute actual beer. This is Chazanish's Kiddush. That's like an act of beer, my decision to give it away. And therefore, you don't have to do beer because it was already done. Beer has already been done on this. That's Chazanish's Mahalach. Interesting Kiddush. Okay. Let's go on. For Hatani, that was Ein Zayin Amud Beis. We're now on Ein Chesam and Aleph. For Hatani, correct the Gemara, Hamoitzi Peres Aveira of Saliga Bahem, if someone finds produce. That is, it's what we're talking about, that the beer came and the Shvius did not undergo the beer.
And this is a Safek.
This is just you found the Paris on the road, let's say. It was a Gia's mana beer, and you know the owner did not do beer on it. It's a known thing. So it's Ashaligamahem, you can't touch it. It must be destroyed. So how can the Mishnah say that it could be eaten? That's the question the Gemara asks.
How do you destroy it if you can't touch it?
I don't think it means literally you can't touch it. I mean, Ashaligamahem means you can't have an off from it.
If this person doesn't
belong, yeah.
Does he have a right to destroy it?
Yeah. Let's see.
I don't understand that either.
Suddenly we're going according to the Rambam? after Zman Bior, what he's over.
But it belongs to somebody. I can't be mafia something that doesn't belong to him.
Why does it belong to him?
This guy's walking down the street.
He finds it. He says it's an Aveda. So
okay.
There's
a lot of footnotes here. I don't know how I will run out of time if I start going through them all.
Let's just
learn the Gemara's Kasha and Teretz first Pasha. So the Kasha was, it says over here that if it's Paris Aveira, it's also legal boy. So how can they go ahead and allow them to be eating it? That's the question according to Rosh Lakish. So Gemara says Shanya Himitzia. There's a difference between something that's found and something that comes against your will. So against your will would be something that you get birusha. That we understand very well. That's easy to understand. It's not something I did anything to get. It came to me through someone wrote me in their last will and testament. So I got these papers. The case of the matana is already a little different. How do you learn the pshat that something is against my will if it's a gift? So, therefore what?
So he doesn't really want the gift.
So it's against his will?
He says it's not a kavanah dafka the baal kocho. It's not like Yerusha that it's something that's
Bemela.
He's saying, you did
your shtadlis. Oh, you did your shtadlis. Very good.
Right, you did your shtadlis.
So in other words, are you doing something to acquire it, or is it happening on its own? So that's the main point. Correct. That's right. He quotes that in the bottom from the Lech HaShlomo. Very good. Then he talks about the Rambam Shita. We don't have time for this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Paris Heti Matzis. Now Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rish Lakish, and he says, we're not talking about Paris Aveira, we're talking about stuff which is actually Mutter. Okay? So it's before the Zman Habir. So if that's the case, what's the problem then? Why are they calling it an Aveira? Right? They say Bal Aveira, Choyte Nisgar. What are we talking about? Where's the Rechet over here, right? First of all, you have to tell me that it should be given to those who will eat it. But the owner cannot eat it, but he has to distribute it to other people. Why would he have to do that?
It's still Heter.
What's the problem? So the Gemara answers like this: Rabbi Eliezer the Hushmuti. It says in the bottom that Rabbi Eliezer was actually a Talmud of Beis Hillel, but he also followed Beis Shammai. So because he followed Beis Shammai's position, so therefore he's called a Shmuti, but he wasn't actually a full Talmud of Shammai. I think it's in 5. Yeah, he quotes it. I didn't know this. He quotes this in the Rambam in the Perashat Mishnayos. Although Rabbi Eliezer was a disciple of Beis Hillel, he tended to accept the views of Beis Shammai. So that's what we said. I didn't know this. So Eliezer Shmuti, that's an interesting side note. What's Shammai say? Rabbi Shammai says that there's an Isser of Tavis Hanoa by Shemitah, by Shvius, right? This Nino, Enoch Lepere Shvius, Betoiva, Kedive Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds. You're not allowed to do things, you're not allowed to feel that you owe the guy a favor. It's complete hefkeris, the Paris of hefker, and the fact that I got the Paris out of your field, I feel no, I'm not even going to say thank you to you, okay? So, because of that, if I receive a gift or an inheritance, so if I'm going to hold it myself, I will feel a sense of hakaras hatov. And therefore, he said, "You nosnu liochleim, give it out to other people, and therefore you won't feel a sense."
So they don't know where it came from,
right? I mean, whatever. It's hefker. It's parents hefker. So that.
You gotta be grateful to the guy that gave it to them.
No.
Yes.
That's possible, and that could be that. That's the svara of the chachamim. The chachamim turn around, right? Would the rabbis have asked regarding this ruling that he should not profit? You're permitted to express gratitude, right? So why would they have a problem anyway? If they hold like Beis Hillel, why would they have a problem altogether? You could say thank you according to Beis Hillel. So my answer is the Pashat Teretz, but Shitaso Heshivu, they were just answering Rabbi Lazar according to his Shita, Lishitoscha, according to your Shita, Shat Oimer. You know, There should be a problem of she'enachaytei nisker. In that case, too, the recipient will feel grateful to his benefactor. In other words, I'll feel grateful because I was able to give out peres to my buddies, and they all like me, and so therefore I'll like you. There's a chain reaction of people liking each other. We don't want that. 10. The Gemara answers, the sages were not expressing their own view. They were saying if it extended to its logical conclusion, then they argued, according to Ablaza, they should be required to pay for the produce, and then he wouldn't have to, there wouldn't be a feeling of, right?
Then there wouldn't be any gratitude.
There wouldn't be any gratitude, exactly. Well, and in that case, why shouldn't he be able to pay for it himself? They argued, according to Ablaza, the recipient should be required to pay for the produce, whereupon he would be permitted to consume it all himself. Okay, so that's even a further step. So the Gemara says, So that's basically it. So we're just going to recap here, right? So according to Rish Lakish, we're talking about Peiros of Isser in the Mishnah. And that's where there's a Machlokes Rav Elazar and the Chachamim. And it's talking about what was after the beer. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about Peiros that were before the beer. And it's a problem that within Beis Shammai Shita that you can't have Chazakas Toiva. And the Chachamim were only saying Lashitas Rav Elazar, but according to their own Shita, there would have been no problem altogether. That's what's going on. Okay?
So we're talking here all the Raisa, correct?
Whether this is the Raisa or the Rabbanon, Hold on a second. I want to address your question. He has two notes about this. Just one second. If you look in the second paragraph of footnote 2, according to some, the prohibition on Shvias produce after the time of the beer appears to be biblical origin. So that's where he mentions that it's possible that the Isser after beer is actually a deraisa. He says if you want to look at more about this, you should look at Chidushi Perlo, volume 1, page 533, Mishnah Yosef, whatever. There's different. That's one thing. One thing I wanted to tell you. The other thing is, on number 7, he says Beis Shammai rules once forbidden by rabbinic law to express gratitude for Shvias produce. Okay. So that Isser is certainly Dachsukas Tova. Isser is certainly Darabana. All right. Now the Gemara is going to talk about other things. What am I Bibi? Harib Yasubi Elaine Kundasaya. If you have these artichokes that were kept beyond beer, if you sell them, then the money should be thrown into the Dead Sea because you can't use it. It's completely awesome. Now,
why does he pick
why did he pick that? I don't know. I'm not sure why he picked artichokes. I think it's just an example. I didn't see anything about why artichokes specifically were chosen. I don't think it's important that it's artichokes. But there's an important footnote here in 11. So first he says, ruling concerns one who neglected to perform beer, right? And then he sold the produce. Ordinarily, such produce must be destroyed, because that's what the Brisa said before. If you find produce that is aveira, he's forbidden to touch it. In this case, however, the produce has already been sold, so therefore the owner must destroy the money he received for it instead. So again, right? So this is clarifying a little bit more the previous halacha that we had seen. So, right at the top of the page, it says "Vahatani hamoitzi peres ba'avera, also liga bahen." So now we're putting a little framework around it. That's true as long as it hasn't been sold. If the peres have been sold, then you can touch it. Right?
So the Pnei Moshe says, V'kamash malan da'afo b'she'in ruim la'achilach uka, v'kom ha'kom ruim nid ketub yitzur, yulich ma'otem l'yam ha'belach. He says, that's chiddush. Maybe it's like, it's quasi-machal adam. That's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
The bottom line of the Pnei Moshe.
The reason
it's only cause A is Y.
I guess it's not...
It's grass.
I don't know that he's saying that it's artichoke, because he doesn't say artichoke. He says minyarek.
Yeah.
Says, well, okay, whatever it is.
Artichoke is minyara.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know it's Iraqis, but I'm saying is it?
So he picked it according to Bnei Moshe. He picked it because it's normally not eaten. Okay. Well, so now the Mishnah. I just want to do this. This
the last paragraph in 11 in parentheses.
It's for animal feed.
Others explain that these breads and bulls are primarily used for animal feed. The great point is that the rabbinic decree prohibiting produce that did not be applied even in the case of animal feed.
Correct. That's the final paragraph. And I wanted to do the one before that. That although the Mishnah, according to Rosh Lakish, allowed the purchased money of forbidden produce to be distributed to others and did not require its destruction, that was because the Mishnah's case concerned produce that was inherited or received as a gift, to which the decree did not apply. Here, however, the money is held by the transgressor himself, so therefore he must destroy it. So that's an interesting point as well. So you have all these nuances. Okay, so that's what it says. Now we're on Amud Beis. Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Okay? Let's see. Rav Mona Shal Rav Chizkiya, Mahu V'yab Lo B'funyun L'Ashkelon. What's the law of transporting unripe Shvi'ah's dates from Eretz Yisrael to Ashkelon? The issue is that considered an Isser of taking it outside Eretz Yisrael? Ashkelon is quasi chutzlaretz in the sense that because Ashkelon is considered doesn't have kedushas haaretz, but it doesn't have tumas avir eretz ha'amim, so it's like a quasi type place. So they were wondering whether the iser of being moitzi peiros shvi'ahs to chutzlaretz applies to Ashkelon, and his response was omalei aser, not allowed to. Rabbi Chizkiya have a kum b'shuka de kisser. Now he's standing in the marketplace of Caesarea. Chamochan ta'in alam, and he saw a person carrying a load of forbidden produce, meaning produce that had been kept without beer. Chafach apoy de lemehemne, dul mechamine, toni parak. He turns his way so the person will not see him, and asked his assistants to load and unload the forbidden produce. He wanted to make believe like, you know, I don't see you, you know.
He has to help.
Yeah, yeah. So he didn't want.
Only
if he needs it. If he needs the help. If he doesn't need the help, he doesn't. Yeah. But anyway, there's an interesting thing over here in Rosh Cirillo. Very interesting pshat. He says, "Hafach apai de lo mechmine, hafach panov shalol er oso, to oso lehistakel but mus adam ra." He doesn't want it. I remember in my youth years, I remember of Avigdor Miller saying to people, telling people to shrine Chai V'Kayim not to watch television. He says your kids are sitting there and staring at the face of Rishayim, and it's just not good for the neshama. Okay, Kol Kach Lama. Why was all this necessary? He wanted to give a warning to the city. It was like, you know, Rav Chizkiya wanted to teach the people of the city that this is also, you're not allowed to do this. If you don't do beer, the produce is forbidden. So Rav Yaakov heard about what Rav Chizkiya had done. He said, this mother of this person, Rav Chizkiya, he gave birth to a great son. So he helped straighten out the town. Rav Yisroel Levi, have a mafakil tamidi lo sismali yirak elamin ginsa de sisra. He said to his Talmud, only buy from the Garden of Caesarea, because he thought, we had this actually earlier in the Masech as well, that he thought that the Gardens of Caesarea were owned by non-Jews all the years, and therefore there was no Kedusha Shvi'ahs there, there's no problem. So coming Mozach La'Toiv, so on one occasion there was Elio HaNavi, got up in front of the Talmud, and on Malay he says to the Talmud, Zolim Rol Rabach, go tell your Rebbe, Les Hadogin Sadis Isra. This is not really the Garden of Caesarea of the ancients, you know, that you think that it has no history of being owned by Yidden. Actually, the Yehudai Havas, it used to actually belong to a Jewish person, the Katle, but a non-Jew killed him. Anasimina, he took it away from him. But in truth, even the fruits of this field are permitted since it belongs to a non-Jew right now. In Ba'isa Machmer al Nafshach. And therefore, if you want to be Machmer on yourself, Ishtave Lechavroch. That's fine. But, one second. Okay, here he says, the pshat is, you may do as your fellows do and eat the fruit of the field. I think there's another pshat over here. So then, on number 9, he's saying there's no basis for any chumrah over here. He advised him to go ahead and eat it. Alternatively, it means, even if you want to be stringent on your own account, you should permit your fellow friends to take the produce. Okay, whatever. Whatever he's telling him, he's basically telling him you don't have to be machmer, okay? So, as far as the heter mechira, this would be a very, very powerful gemara. It seems very clear here that if it's currently owned by a non-Jew, that it's mutter. See, it's almost with black and white. So you're going to have to deal with this gemara. The gemara is clear that it was from, he wanted him to only buy from the Garden of Caesarea, and even Eliyahu HaNavi said that it wasn't originally owned by Goyim, it was actually originally owned by Yidden, but right now it's owned by Goyim good enough to take off the Kedusha Shmias. That's what it says. It's a Beferish Gemara. Okay, Ha'ikom Yisra Shmias, then the last bit of the Mishnah, so it said, Chad Bar Nash, Habachash Shal Shmitzah, there was this guy who was Choshen on Shmitah, he kept it for himself, whatever. So he told his wife, and she was making a challah for Shabbos, he says, Afkin Chalsa. Make sure you take off challah from the Esau. She said to him, Hahu Gavra Chashan al Shmitzah, this man, meaning her husband, is Chashan on Shmitah, but Omer Afkin Chala. So you're telling me what? Well, all of a sudden you became from when it came to Elchas Challah, and when it came to Shmitah, you weren't from? Oh, so he tells her, that's what he tells her back. That's his response. Amalah, he says to her, no, Chala mitvat Torah. Chala is a Torah. But Shemitah, we all know, the Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only drabbanan. That's Shemitah b'drabbanan b'gamaliyah v'chaveirov. That's only a drabbanan. And therefore, I don't have to be so machmer on the drabbanans. But the Chala, that's a Yechai Mitzvah Deshamayim. That's a very chometic thing. Yeah. Hadron law, chapegat maharim v'uzin. Right? Nicer, soften?